I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Here's a Karen with something legitimate to complain about. Karen McBride got married, and she quickly did the right thing. She contacted DMV to get her name changed on her driver's license, and DMV emailed back, "Karen, there's a warrant for your arrest."
So I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Could you imagine? She gathers her wits and calls the district attorney, who says, "Yeah, there's a warrant, all right. Felony embezzlement." Karen McBride says she's never done anything wrong, except... apparently,
this was over 20 years ago.
22 years ago, she went to the video store and rented a VHS and never returned it. For our younger listeners, VHS stands for Video Home System, a spooled videotape canister pre-recorded with movies they could select in an actual store for $4 and return to the store the next day. Good citizens would always rewind the tape back to the beginning before returning it, but I digress. Now, back to our story. Karen McBride doesn't remember renting Sabrina the Teenage Witch in 1999.
We'll be here to help you as you learn to use your powers.
My powers?
Of course, dear. What's the point of being a witch if you can't do magic?
A forgettable movie, but the rental place in Norman, Oklahoma never forgot. They went out of business long ago, but the charges stuck. Karen McBride now thinks she lost jobs over the years because of the felony charge she never knew about. It was on her record. But good news, though, like magic, the prosecutor has dropped the charges. Because the movie place went out of business, so this is a crime with no victim. And somewhere, to this day, there's a copy of Sabrina the Teenage Witch that cast a dark spell over a young woman's life.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.